Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, July 30th. Hoping everyone has remembered to make it through the tax declaration deadline tomorrow. Coming up in today's episode, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Centre join forces for Wayanad landslide rescue. Massive uproar in Lok Sabha after a fiery face-off between Akhilesh Yadav, Anurag Thakur and Rahul Gandhi. Opposition corners Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw over yet another rail accident. And satellite images show activity on China's Pangong Lake Bridge near LOC. First up, at least 33 bodies, including 3 children, have been identified from the 84 killed in Wayanad landslides today. But it is believed the death toll may rise further. Meanwhile, hundreds of years still trapped under the mud and debris around multiple hills. Multiple agencies, including NDRF, have joined the rescue ops in the hilly areas near Mipati. It is being reported that multiple hilly areas were impacted by the various landslides in the region due to excessive rains. The severity of the incident has moved neighbouring Tamil Nadu to chip in for help. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin announced the disbursal of Rs. 5 crore along with the rescue team comprising 2 IAS officers with fire and SDRF members headed to Kerala this afternoon. And speaking in Parliament, Congress and Communist Party of India Marxist members demanded that the landslides in Wayanad be declared a national disaster. Rahul Gandhi, who won the Wayanad seat in Lok Sabha election this year along with Rae Bareli, posted on X he was deeply anguished by the calamity and expressed his condolences to families who lost their own. Quote, "I hope those who trapped are brought to safety soon," unquote. Mr. Gandhi said he had spoken to Chief Minister of Kerala and the District Collector, who assured him that rescue operations are underway. Quote, "I have requested them to ensure coordination with all agencies, set up a control room, and inform us of any assistance needed for the relief efforts," he wrote, urging UDF workers to assist the administration. The LDF government led by Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said all agencies have joined the rescue operation in Wayanad. State ministers will coordinate the rescue operations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and assured all help to the LDF government. He has also asked BJP Chief JP Nadda to ensure that party workers assist in rescue work. The Prime Minister has also spoken to Union Minister Suresh Gopi, BJP's lone Kerala MP, in this connection. And next, Lok Sabha today saw an explosive exchange between Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, BJP MP Anurag Thakur and Leader of the Opposition and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi over various issues and particularly Agnipath scheme. Especially a jat or caste comment by Mr. Thakur sent the Lok Sabha in an uproar of anger. BJP MP Anurag Thakur launched a veiled attack against Congress and the Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi over the issue of caste census. He said, "The one whose caste is not known is talking about the census." The remark of caste led to an uproar in the House, with Rahul Gandhi interrupting Mr. Thakur's speech and saying, "You can insult me as much as you want, but should not forget that we will get the caste census bill passed in Parliament." Anurag Thakur, however, said he had not named anyone in this remark. Jagdambika Pal, who was presiding over the Lok Sabha proceeding, trying to bring the House into order. However, the MPs continued to voice their discontent. Amid all the chaos, Rahul Gandhi said that whoever in this country speaks for the downtrodden or fights for them, they will always have to take abuses from others. Quote, "I will take all the abuses happily, like Arjun in Mahabharat. I can only see the fish's eye. We will get the caste census done, that's it. You can abuse me however many times you like," unquote. But before this exchange, there was another heated exchange between Samajwadi chief and BJP. Mr. Akhilesh Yadav, who is an MP from Uttar Pradesh's Kannauj, said that the Union Budget 2024 was a budget of despair, but people in the government are praising it. He said that there was nothing in the budget for unemployed, youngsters and villagers. He talked about the lack of infrastructure in Uttar Pradesh, lack of IITs, medical colleges and unfulfilled promises and claimed that UP has not got a fair share. He then attacked BJP's Uttar Pradesh performance in Lok Sabha elections 2024, which was unexpectedly low. He then quoted a shayari by Wasim Barelvi. वो झूठ बोल रहे थे बड़े सलीके से, मैं एतबार ना करता तो क्या करता. और he lied with such finesse, I had no option but to believe. He said to cheers from the opposition benches. Before moving to Agnipath scheme, he talked about MSP and lack of development as well. Then about Agnipath he said, no youngster preparing to join the forces can accept it. When this scheme came, prominent industrialists were asked to tweet that there is no better job and they will rehire Agniveers once their four-year stint ended. But the government knows it is not a good scheme. That is why BJP-led state governments have added a job quota to Agniveers. At this point, former Union Minister Anurag Thakur objected and said, I come from Himachal Pradesh, which gave the country its first Paramveer Chakra awardee, the late Major Somnath Sharma. Most martyrs in Kargil were from Himachal. It is the Narendra Modi government that fulfilled the long-pending demand of one rank, one pension. I am saying this, Agniveer has 100% employment guarantee. However, Mr. Yadav was not taken by these comments. He asked, if it was such a good scheme, then what was the need for state governments to give quota for Agniveers? And also said that he went to a military school, everyone can count Paramveer Chakras. To this, the former union minister stood up once again and informed Mr. Yadav that you have just gone to military school. I am serving as territorial army captain. Akhilesh ji, gyan mat de. Akhilesh ji, don't give gyan. Hitting back, Mr. Yadav took a swipe at Mr. Thakur not getting a ministerial post this time. Quote, maybe he is agitated because he is no longer a minister. I read the pain on your face. Unquote. And before ending his address, Mr. Yadav took a parting shot at the Narendra Modi government. Quote, this government is not one that would run. It is a government that would topple. Unquote. And next, yet another railway accident has claimed two lives, while 20 others were injured. After about 18 coaches of a train bound for Mumbai derailed in Jharkhand early this morning, and the opposition has reacted sharply. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee slammed the central government over a series of train accidents and wondered whether there will be no end to the centre's quote-unquote callousness. In a social media post, Ms. Banerjee wrote, quote, another disastrous rail accident. Howrah Mumbai Mail details in Chakradharpur division in Jharkhand early morning. Multiple deaths and huge number of injuries are the tragic consequences, unquote. She added, quote, I seriously ask, is this governance? This series of nightmares almost every week, this unending procession of deaths and injuries on railway tracks. How long shall we tolerate this? Will there be no end to the callousness of the government of India? Unquote. Whereas Jharkhand's ruling party JMM took a swipe at Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and said he should focus on his job and, quote, stop making rails. The JMM also said the entire responsibility for the train accident lies with the railway minister and the central government. The issue of rails was raised by several other members of the opposition, including Priyanka Chaturvedi of Shiv Sena UBT, who said, and I quote, with several deaths and no accountability till date, I guess this also won't have any impact. Announce compensation, promise inquiry, and move on to another PR Instagram reel. Calling him a real minister, she criticized the overcrowding in trains and stated people are travelling in toilets, but the government is not ashamed. Samajwadi Supremo Akhilesh Yadav lambasted the government's track record when it comes to rail safety, claiming, and I quote, this government wants to make a record in train accidents. They had a record number of paper leaks and now railway accidents. This government only makes big claims. People are losing their lives. The government should do something about it so that such accidents do not happen in the future. Unquote. Meanwhile, Senior Railway Officer Om Prakash Charan said that a goods train had also derailed nearby this accident, but it was not clear whether the two accidents occurred concurrently. Breaking from breaking news, can someone have over 100 biological kids without knowing? According to Telegram founder and CEO Pavel Durov, yes. Mr. Durov shared on Telegram that recently he had been notified about having 100 plus kids. He wrote, How is it possible for a single guy who mostly likes to live alone? The answer is helping a friend. Around 15 years ago, he agreed to donate sperm to a friend who was infertile. When he went to the fertility clinic, he was informed that high-quality sperm, especially in late 30s, was in low supply. So he agreed to make more anonymous donations. And fast forward to 2024, his samples have helped over 100 couples to conceive. But he doesn't want to stop there. He wants to open source his DNA so that 100 plus biological children of his can find one another and maybe connect with each other. Now, back to news. China has completed construction of a 400-meter-long Pangong Lake Bridge and vehicles were spotted on it through satellite images. Though the bridge lies in territory held by China since 1958, it is near the line of actual control between India and China in Ladakh and gives Chinese forces the ability to speedily move troops between north and south bank of Pangong Lake. NDTV was first to publish this bridge's construction in 2022, and now high-res images from the 22nd of July this year showed vehicles crossing it. Quote, "The new bridge over Pangong Lake grants Chinese forces a direct, shorter route for rapid troop deployment," unquote, says Damien Simon, a satellite imagery expert and researcher with the Intel Lab. He added, quote, "Previously, the People's Liberation Army had to navigate the lake's entire eastern section to reach conflict zones, a lengthy detour that hampered their response time in active conflict zone," unquote. The construction of a new bridge, it is believed, could cut the travel distance between both banks of the lake by close to 50 to 100 kilometers, or several hours in travel time. Asked to respond to the latest developments, the External Affairs Ministry directed NDTV to a previous statement, which says this bridge is being constructed in areas that have been under illegal occupation by China for around 60 years now. As you are well aware, India has never accepted such illegal occupation. New satellite images show road access linking the new bridge to an existing road network on the north bank of Pangong, which leads to the Khunark Fort, an ancient Tibetan structure. China had wrested control of the Khunark Fort in July 1958, despite previous Indian Army patrols to the area. Beginning in May 2020, India and Chinese soldiers had a series of violent skirmishes along the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh. 20 Indian soldiers were killed in action in the Galwan Valley, which lies to the north of the Pangong Lake region we have been talking about in this report. China claims that 4 of its soldiers were killed in fighting, although investigative reports have indicated that the true number was close to 40 fatalities. And lastly, Indian athletes created Olympic history for our country today. Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh won a historic bronze medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team shooting event after defeating South Korea on day 4 of the Paris Olympic 2024. Bhakar became the first Indian athlete in history of independent India to win 2 medals in a single Olympic edition. Indian shooters are in action in men's trap and women's trap qualification as well. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.